Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight, and it's Monday, December 29th, 2014. Here are our top stories.
Tonight, the Supreme Court rules against Fourth Amendment protections. Then, the Pope throws his hat into the ring on climate change. And get ready for the toilet troopers. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
I want to throw up. What a cult of fruits!
Well, this year the government continued on a long tradition of doing underhanded, unpopular things on the holidays when nobody's paying attention. Of course, that began back in 1913 with the Federal Reserve Act being passed on December 23rd when most people were away. We also saw the Senate passing Obamacare on Christmas Eve in 2009. And then Obama signed on New Year's Eve the first indefinite detention act that was part of the NDAA. He signed that into law on a New Year's Eve when people weren't looking. This year, it's the NSA doing a data dump showing their decades worth of surveillance reports. Now, this is something that was put out by the ACLU. They had a Freedom of Information request due to a lawsuit that they were trying to get information about what the NSA was doing. And then this covered activities from mid-2001 to 2013. Very heavily redacted reports. And all we see here is really just a few incidences of saying that we looked at somebody's data by accident. Or the worst thing that I saw out of this was an NSA analyst searched her spouse's personal telephone directory, and that's not really the issue. You see, it was back in 2001 when this all began, as we know from NSA whistleblowers like William Binney and Thomas Drake, others, that they were deliberately changing the structure there so that they could spy on Americans. The internally developed software called ThinThread would not allow them to do any of this, even if it were innocent mistakes. Instead, Michael Hayden, then the director of the NSA, deliberately went with an outsourced version that was called Trailblazer that allowed them to blanket search Americans, not keeping those kind of protections in. I think that dumping this out on Christmas Day not only provides a way for them to hide any information or to keep it under the cover that they are, yes, in fact, spying on Americans, but also to minimize any discussion of it. And it's a report that is very much like the Senate Intelligence Committee. It is a whitewashing of what this government is doing to us. It is far worse than any of the information that's revealed in here, even in this heavily redacted report, just as the torture that is going on by the CIA, as well as the other things, criminal activities that our government are involved in, are whitewashed over and over again by people like the Senate Intelligence Committee, even these FOIA requests. As one example of our government's overreach, the U.S. Supreme Court rules 8-1 that citizens have no protection against Fourth Amendment violations by police officers who they say are ignorant of the law, and so therefore it should be excused. Now, this is a press release from the Rutherford Institute that filed a brief to the court protesting this action. In this particular case, it's a traffic case in North Carolina where they used information that they really didn't have a reason to pull this person over. They didn't have a search warrant, of course, because with a search warrant, you need to produce a reason. And I think that's the fundamental issue here. What is a reasonable search? Well, certainly a reasonable search would be something that doesn't violate the law. But, of course, it was excused by the Supreme Court, saying it doesn't matter that this guy was pulled over for no reason. The police officer didn't need to know the law. Now, that's another important step that they've taken, not just violating our Fourth Amendment rights, but saying that the police don't have to be constrained at all by their ignorance. Why should we assume that the police would be trained in what the law is when they're law enforcement? The article states, by refusing to hold police accountable to knowing and abiding by the rule of law, the Supreme Court has given government officials a green light to routinely violate the law. The attorneys for the Rutherford Institute also warn against allowing government agents to benefit from their mistakes of law, deliberate or otherwise. They say it will become an incentive for abuse. But how much more abusive can the government get? There seems to be no limit to the kinds of intrusions, the kind of paranoid surveillance that the government will perform on the public. Now we see that they're getting even worse. They're going to actually look at our excrement. to see if we're using illegal drugs. In an article on InfoWars.com today, the war on drugs just got even more vile. Police to begin inspecting your poop. Yeah, literally. And this is something they call sewage epidemiology. It's a rapidly expanding field that can provide information on illicit drug usage in communities based on measured concentrations and samples from wastewater treatment plants. Now, we know that the SSRIs that are being prescribed like candy to people are turning up in our water supply. We see them turning up in the rivers and streams. We see them affecting the behavior of the fish, even. So how much more so is that going to affect the population's behavior? But we don't need to worry about the SSRIs. No, it's only the drugs that are not made by Big Pharma, part of the war on drugs. And, of course, that's where all of these infringements on the Fourth Amendment, on so many of our fundamental freedoms, and the beginning of the militarized police state began, and that was with the war on drugs. They go on and say, this is a report from the American Chemical Society, and they're talking about how the war on drugs can get a boost with a new method that analyzes sewage to track levels of illicit drugs in local communities in real time. There you go. A new study, the first of its kind in the U.S., was published by the journal Environmental Science and Technology and could help law enforcement identify new drug hotspots and monitor whether anti-drug measures are working. Newsflash, we don't need an analyst to tell us that the war on drugs isn't working. We're more than 40 years in. And from our perspective, if indeed they were trying to stop people from using drugs, it is a certifiable failure. If they're trying to use it to create a police state to destroy our fundamental rights, it's been a resounding success. Now, look at the other aspect of this. As Alex Jones pointed out on the radio show earlier today, we've seen that in the past, of course, the president's poop is completely secure. It is a national security secret. This was something that was reported back in 2006 by Wayne Madsen in the Wayne Madsen Report. Even Bush's feces and urine are classified as top secret. Now, this is from a trip to Vienna. He said, everybody was talking in Vienna about the heavy-handed Gestapo-like security that was taking place around Bush. But the one thing that they weren't talking about that much was toilet security. That's right, Toilsec. That has the Austrians talking the most. I said the White House flew in a special portable toilet to Vienna for Bush's personal use during his visit. And he says the veil of secrecy, of course, and everything the government does extends even over the president's bodily excretions. They had a special port-a-john that would capture his feces and urine and fly the waste material back to the U.S. in case some enterprising foreign intelligence agency conducted a sewage pipe operation to tap and examine his waste. And he says, one can only wonder why they would be concerned about somebody looking at what is in his waste. And in that article, he points out how the CIA, of course, had in fact done that to many foreign leaders to determine what their state of health was. And they did learn that Hafez Assad suffered from diabetes and cancer. So that could be useful intelligence information. However, we know that George W. didn't have any health issues 8 years ago that they needed to worry about. He's in perfectly good health today. So what would they be trying to keep people from discovering? Was George Bush a heavy user of illegal drugs? Was George Bush on a mind control drug from his CIA handlers? I guess we'll never know because the government has a veil of secrecy over everything that they do. But everything that we do, including our excrement, is to be examined by them. Now, the Pope has come out strongly in favor of climate change, so strongly that it really underscores what many people who are skeptics of climate change accuse it of being, and that is a religion. We see from The Guardian, they say Pope Francis's edict on climate change will anger deniers. See there, right there, that's the religious terms, deniers. Let me confess to you that I am a global warming infidel. I don't believe it. The data doesn't support it, and we have seen people who do believe it, who teach it as if it was a religion, who get so angry as if you had blasphemed their God. They will go in and mess with the data to hide the decline, quote unquote. That was in the emails from ClimateGate 1. And then, of course, we had another large number of documents in ClimateGate 2 a couple of years later, 5,000 emails that showed that they were working to cook the books, to hide the decline, to hide the fact that there hasn't been any global warming, that their models are not correct. But now we're moving on just in blind faith to accept this. And this is what the Pope is going to do. They say he's going to publish a rare encyclical on climate change. He's going to urge all Catholics to take action. This isn't just his opinion. He wants Catholics to take action as a matter of faith. The document will be sent to the world's 5,000 Catholic bishops, 400,000 priests, and they will distribute it to parishioners. And they say the Pope has argued for a radical new financial and economic system as well to avoid human inequality. Well, one of the ways that you're going to increase human suffering, of course, is to make energy use expensive. Everybody can see that that's going to have an immediate effect on people's lifestyles. And we've seen that happen to a large degree in many of the European countries where they have enacted these carbon laws to try to control the amount of global warming and CO2 emissions. We've seen a drastic reduction in lifestyle, actually threatening the life of many poor people who are on pensions, not being able to afford to even heat their homes in some countries. But it goes beyond that. This is truly a kind of religion. Look at this report from Climate Progress, someone who would support the Pope's move here. They say Pope Francis is expected to instruct 1 billion Catholics to act on climate change. And the way they point this out, they say that he's going to tell them that acting on climate change is essential to the faith. See, that's what an encyclical does. An encyclical is sent out to essentially, most cases, it's there to stop a dispute on theological issues. But of course, this is going to stop a dispute on political and scientific issues. Why is he getting involved in this? Why is he treating it like a sin? That's what carbon taxes are, essentially. It's kind of a penance. When we look at carbon credits, that's very much like the indulgences of the Middle Ages, where people would pay in advance so they could indulge in a sin. And if you think that I'm exaggerating that it's a sin, that they're going to treat it that way, it was just earlier this year that this Pope told a massive crowd in Rome, if we destroy creation, creation will destroy us. And he has called the destruction of the rainforest a, quote, sin. He's casting this in religious terms yet again. And that's the way we've seen the scientists sell it. They've gone further to say that Catholic bishops on every continent have called for, quote, an end to the fossil fuel era. Listen, it's not just our lifestyle that this is going to take down. Everybody can see that coming immediately. It is also highly correlated, that is cheap energy, is highly correlated to life expectancy. It is going to shorten the life expectancy of people. It isn't just going to cramp our lifestyle severely, especially the poorest, especially those people in developing countries like Africa. Remember, Prince Charles went there and just told them they shouldn't have cars or air conditioning. They just need to get over it as he flies in on his massive jet. Well, stay with us when we come back. We've got some evidence of how the government is using a divide and conquer strategy in the race war that they're trying to build. And we're also going to look at an example from 100 years ago about how we can overcome that divide and conquer strategy. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift and is tailor-made to boost your New Year's resolutions. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. 2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using Super Oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success. success.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Well, in recent months in Ferguson and New York City and many other places, we've seen the government refuse to do very simple things that could have de-escalated tensions in many cases, choosing rather operations that would escalate tensions, that would increase the tension between black and white, between the community and the police. Now we have some more interesting data that comes out where the Justice Department actually helped to fund a video promoting cop killing. This is a story from the New American. It says Justice Department grants were linked to cop killing rap video. And of course, this is a video showing two black men holding a gun to the head of a white officer. And this rap video encouraged the killing of officers. This happened before the two officers were shot in New York City. And they point out here that it was revealed recently that the Department of Justice funded a community organization that was linked to this controversial rap music video that glorified the murder of New York City police officers. The group in question, the Bronx Defenders, received at least $1.5 million in U.S. taxpayer dollars from the Department of Justice, and they played a prominent role in the pro-cop killing music video. Now, they say the link between the Justice Department's funded organization and the glorification of violence against the police was first reported by the Heritage Foundation's Daily Signal news outlet on December 22nd, and it wasn't immediately clear whether the Bronx Defenders group featured in the video, along with staff attorneys for the organization, played a role in financing the violent film. But they say the organization has also received upwards of $40 million from New York City taxpayers in just the last 2 years. And so far, the Bronx Defenders have not replied to any requests for comment from any of the media as to this. That's just one example of how the government is directly involved in trying to escalate the tensions. And of course, we've seen this in the equipment and the training that comes out of Washington. And of course, this is coming out of Washington, out of the Department of Justice. And sadly, a lot of people are buying that message and acting upon it. We see some threats that surfaced in social media. This is a story out of Chicago. A quote-unquote warrior, that's the way he referred to himself, has been charged after threatening to kill, quote, cops and innocent white kids. This is the kind of hate that is being fostered. Now, he posted this message on Facebook about killing innocent white children and cops. They say photos of white children accompanied the threat made by Aries Wolffin, a convicted felon. He said that the streets would run red with blood. Now, what they found at the house where he was living was a .45 caliber pistol, had several rounds of ammunition, as well as a makeshift shooting gallery in the basement. Now, we know there have been other cases that have surfaced in the last year or so. Now, the woman who lives there said that that gun belonged to her. It wasn't his gun. Whether or not that's the case, we have seen targets of, I would say, innocent people being used not by someone who's threatening to kill cops and innocent white kids, but used to train our police. That was Homeland Security. And there are no hesitation targets. Remember that? It showed pictures of children, showed a picture of a pregnant woman, showed a picture of an elderly man. What was their crime? They were holding guns, presumably because they were maybe startled by a no-knock SWAT team raid. There's been a lot of people who have been killed in that kind of operation. Many times it was a house where there was no reason for the police to be there. It was a mistaken house, a mistaken identity. And of course, the people who were living in the home were certainly not expecting the police to raid them. They thought it was a home invasion, and they were killed because they had been trained, the police had been trained not to hesitate. This is the kind of escalation on both sides of this that is so dangerous. Training the police that they're at war with everybody, that they're not going to be able to go home to their family unless they shoot first, shoot without hesitation, and continue to fire. And of course, it's a message that's being picked up by groups that are funded by our own Department of Justice, a message sent to the black community that they should kill the cops. There's a way around this. This last New Year's Eve, we looked at a movie because it was we'd actually seen this movie before. It's a movie that came out in 2005. It's called, if I'm pronouncing this correctly, Joy Noel. This is a story of 100 years ago. It was Christmas Eve in 1914, the beginning of World War I. And at one point, There's a lot of dispute as to how this actually started, but Christmas carols started being sung by one side. It was picked up on the other side of the trench, of course, the close trench warfare of World War I. They were in very close quarters. So one side began singing Christmas carols. They were joined by the other side. And before long, some brave individuals made some overtures and approached each other, and they had a truce. And that truce from a few areas spread to over 100,000 soldiers, stopping the fighting on Christmas Eve. The full extent of what happened wasn't really shown in the movie. They focused on a very small section, a very small number of characters, because, of course, in a movie, you want to make it personal. You want to have character development. But as this spread in reality, this involved more than 100,000 soldiers in a line that was about 450 miles long, as some of them started coming out and fraternizing with the other side and peacefully sharing what they had. That began to spread all along the line and lasted for about a day. That sin of fraternization made both sides very angry. Adolf Hitler spoke angrily about what happened. And of course, the highest commanders made it very clear that was never to happen again. They were to go back and start fighting each other. And Ron Paul had an article about this because it was the 100th anniversary of that happening. He had an article called The Real Meaning of the 1914 Christmas Truce. He points out that while it was a joyous occasion for the soldiers, it was very dangerous for the political leadership on both sides. Such fraternization with the enemy, quote unquote, could not be tolerated by those who start the wars and keep them going. He said, earlier this month, soldiers from opposing sides in the Ukraine Civil War met in a similar way to facilitate the transfer of supplies and rotation of troops. And this is what they're reported to have said. One of them said, I think it's a war between brothers that nobody wants. The top brass should sort things out. And us, we're just soldiers who do what we're told. Now, he also points out in this article the quote that we've heard many times from Hermann Göring at the Nuremberg trials, saying that naturally, common people don't want war, neither in Russia, nor in England, nor in America, nor for that matter, in Germany. But then he went on to say, the people can always be brought back to the bidding of the leaders. That's very easy. All you have to do is tell them they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for a lack of patriotism, exposing the country to danger. It works the same way in any country. This is what we need to stay focused on. We need to not let them scare us into shutting down the internet because of some pretended threats against a movie. And we need to not let them divide and conquer us into a race war in America that will be far more destructive to this country than even World War I or World War II were. Well, that's it for tonight's news. If you're not a subscriber to our YouTube channel, please consider subscribing to that. That's free. We would also like for you to subscribe to Prison Planet TV if you're not a subscriber there. It's something that helps to support our operation. We have an end-of-the-year sale there, and you can share that with up to 20 people. Every night, Monday through Friday, we're here with the news and your friends, and you will have access to all of Alex Jones's documentaries. A great way to wake people up, to give them the broad context of the news that we report here every night. Well, join us again tomorrow night at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
The Molon Lave silver coin, certified by the Provident Mint. This 1 ounce silver round is 0.999% fine silver, inspired by the legendary Spartan King Leonidas and his refusal to lay down arms in defiance of Emperor Xerxes. Molon Lave, that's Greek for come and take it. This is available now at InfoWarsStore.com. Act now as supplies are limited. And don't forget, free shipping and a free gift. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. silver.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your silver bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Prepare yourself for a perfectly outrageous motion picture.
Howard Beale went up there last night and said what every American feels, that he's tired of all the bull...
For sakes, Diana, we're talking about putting a manifestly irresponsible man on national television.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T. And DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of the world today.
And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature. And you will atone.
Am I getting through to you, Mr. Beale?
Why me?
It was your own television, dummy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Network News Hour with Howard Beale.
I can't do it. We'll do it live.
Okay.
Well, no. We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Thing sucks.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know. He just said he was going to blow his brains out.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
Congresswoman, let me interrupt you just for a moment. We've got some breaking news out of Miami. Stand by, if you will. Right now in Miami, Justin Bieber has been arrested on a number of charges. The judge is reading the charges, including resisting arrest and driving under the influence. He's appearing now before the judge for his bond hearing.
I want a show developed based on the activities of a terrorist group.
Well, I may. I'm gonna make a TV star out of you.
You're gonna be a household word.
Osama bin Laden is just one person. He is representative of networks of people. Who absolutely have made their cause to defeat the freedoms that we understand, and we will not allow them to do so.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet.
NATO is in command of the entire U.S. military publicly. Homeland Security now says their mission has nothing to do with al-Qaeda or Muslim extremists, and has to do with the Tea Party, who will launch police-killing terror attacks any minute. With no evidence of that, now it's beginning. The borders are completely wide open. Tens of millions of people are flooding here as we speak, hundreds of thousands a month, pouring over the borders, being given driver's license in California to pull the lever to ban guns. We are in the middle of a globalist revolution against this country right now.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
Network television will never be the same.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm
not gonna take this anymore!